I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The 2016 Summer Olympics are well underway in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Tim Pitcher's there with about 100 other team members and chaplains from Athletes in Action, a partner ministry of the Jesus Film Project. They're sharing Jesus Christ with the athletes.
For some, it's just to remind them of God's word and the peace and the power that he provides. For others, it's to help them see that through a personal relationship with Christ, that their value and their identity is based on what God says is true about them and not what their coaches say. And so that can lead into evangelistic conversations with them.
There's an Athletes in Action prayer team that you can sign up for. The link is at missionnews.org. You'll be emailed the information of five Olympic athletes that you can pray both for their competitions and for their eternal salvation in Jesus Christ. And as you follow the Olympic Games, you've probably seen images of a massive statue of Jesus towering over the city. So it looks like there's a lot of Christian influence in South America, right? Well, Helen Williams warns us that things are not always what they seem, especially in Colombia.
There's been the tumult with the rebellion. There's been government upheaval over the past years. There are stories of missionaries' difficulties out of Colombia, kidnappings and other things. It's been a difficult field for many over the years.
And that's where World Missionary Press comes in. They're reaching out to difficult places in Colombia, Chile, Peru, Brazil, and more with gospel literature. But with more than 100 million booklets requested, they need all the help and prayer they can get. Go to missionnews.org and look for the highlighted links. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.